But if you know the free energy, you can differentiate it with respect to volume, and it will tell you the pressure of the system. And the pressure comes from the photons reflecting off the side. You have some photon, it's coming along, and it's got a momentum that's h bar k, like this. It reflects off the boundary, it goes the other way, and this change of momentum gives a force to the side of the boundary and to the edge of the container. And all the photons hitting it gives some pressure. And this pressure increases with temperature because the photons, there's more of them, and there's they have higher energy. So the pressure goes like T to the fourth. And this is something you can use to build a solar sail. So if you take a just a large area piece of plastic or something, mirror, and you put it on a satellite, and then point it so the light from the sun is hitting one side, all of the photons from the sun will bounce off, and every one of them give it a little bit of momentum. And you can push something using a solar sail like this.
Why is the pressure on the derivative of F and E?
What
is this correlation?
Okay. The pressure and volume are conjugate variables. So if you take the volume of a gas and compress it, then the pressure goes up, and the work that you do will be PdV. So the increment of work is PdV, energy. And whenever you have in thermodynamics these conjugate variables like this, pressure will be the drop. So the amount of work, the change in energy, is going to be P dV is the change in energy, but it's going to be the change in the free energy if you're holding the system while you're doing it at constant temperature. And then but it's also something you should derive with an ideal gas held at constant temperature. Okay, so.